This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Meals on Wheels of Tippecanoe County is under new leadership. The organization hired Jennifer Shook as its executive director. She joins me in the studio to talk about her new role and the future of Meals on Wheels. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What brought you to this position?
Well, it was really an opportunity that came looking for me. I was very happy in my previous position and wasn't looking to leave, and they were looking for a new executive director, so one thing led to another.
And for those who don't know anything about the local chapter, give a little background.
We'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary in Tippecanoe County this year.
Wow.
So we're looking for a lot of exciting things to happen in 2013. Meals on Wheels is pretty familiar, I think, across the country for its concept and really where its heart is, which is to deliver meals to elderly or disabled populations or folks for whatever reason need some good, nutritious meals. So we do that, of course, in Tippecanoe County. We currently deliver to about 80 consumers countywide, most of them being in the downtown Lafayette area. Our meals are prepared at IU Arnett Hospital for those that are homebound or need the meals delivered at home. But we also do something that's unique to Meals on Wheels. We provide lunches for Bauer Family Resource Center and also Tippecanoe County Child Care. All of their locations receive their hot lunch meals through Meals on Wheels here.
How does that work, structurally speaking?
Structurally speaking, yeah. We use St. Elizabeth Franciscan for the child care meals. So we have good relationships with both hospitals. The child care meals are not individually packaged like our home deliveries are. So it's more of like a big pan of spaghetti or, multiple products for peanut butter and jelly. And we work with them to meet their federal requirements in terms of how many vegetables, fruits, milks, and all of those sorts of things. And we deliver their meals first thing in the morning. So they're ready to go by 10:15 at the latest. And then our drivers switch to the other hospital, switch routes. And we have a lot of volunteers that help support our home deliveries because otherwise we just wouldn't be able to get out and about as much. It's a pretty fine-tuned process, which I've been surprised and really sort of amazed at since I've joined the organization.
And so that's 80 visits a day for those homebound?
Potentially. Okay. Not everybody has Monday through Friday,
okay,
but the majority of them are Monday through Friday. We have 9 routes plus 1 frozen route, which means folks that live in more rural areas and don't want hot meals delivered every day, we deliver a week's worth or half a week's worth of frozen meals to them once or twice a week.
So how many drivers do you have, and are they paid positions or volunteers?
Both. We have 2 paid volunteers, and they always do the child care routes and probably a third of the homebound meal routes. And then the rest of our routes are delivered by volunteers. And we have some people that every Monday, that's their lunchtime routine. We have some folks that do multiple days in a week because they're retired or their schedule just allows them to do that. And then we have folks that only do it once a month.
What is the funding source?
We are a United Way agency, so we are always appreciative of support that we get from our partnership with them. We do charge for the meals, so the hot meals that are delivered are $3.75. If you're not able to pay that, then we do have, you know, sort of discretionary support that we can do to reduce that. And then, of course, the contract that we have with the childcare locations, they are reimbursed from a federal source to them, to us. And then we're always open to receiving donations from some of our corporate partners or lots of individual supports. What's been interesting to me is how many supporters we have locally because their family receives Meals on Wheels in another location. And so they just support that because someone in their family receiving that. So they feel the need to continue that support.
Now, you've only been on the job a few weeks, but do you have plans or does the board have a strategic plan in place?
We have been working on a strategic plan. And I'll be honest, I've been involved with nonprofits for many years. And this is by far the most active and energetic board of directors that I've ever worked with. So I'm very excited for what the organization has planned for 2013. Of course, we want to increase the number of consumers that we have in their homes. 80 sounds like a lot, but when you think about how big our community is, there's obviously lots of people we could be reaching. Even if it's only short term, you've had a surgery and you can't get out, or the weather today is not very pleasant. So, folks that in the wintertime have some challenges, those are individuals that we could be supporting. So, of course, we want to grow the number of users, which means we'll need to grow the number of volunteers that we have. If we add additional routes or that sort of thing, we'll need a lot of support for that. March is a really big month for us, March for meals. And so the staff and I have been working with the board for a number of activities that we'll plan that month to bring attention to the program and the kinds of needs that we're serving in the community. So I'm sure I'll be back in March to talk with you about that. And then I mentioned earlier, our 50th anniversary is this year. And so we're looking forward to celebrating that late summer, early fall.
As far as someone getting help from Meals on Wheels, is this something where they can call up day of or week before? What's the procedure?
We usually need about 24 hours. So if you call today, we can have meals for you tomorrow if it needs to be that quick of a turnaround. The menus are prepared at the hospital, and so they're very responsive to any sort of restrictions that a user may have, whether it's sodium or they don't like milk or can't drink milk or they're on a diabetic menu or any sorts of things. Which is really a benefit because a lot of our users do have unique dietary needs that we can respond to. You just call the office, which is 429-MEAL. It's a really easy number to remember. And Lindsay would be the person that you'd most likely talk to, and she'll go over the menu and how the whole thing works. And in addition to the hot meals, you can also select to have a cold meal delivered. So if you need a lunch and dinner situation, we can support that. We can deliver extra on Fridays to get you through the weekend. So we have a lot of flexibility thanks to the hospital and how they're able to prepare the meals. They come in sort of like a TV dinner package, and they're hot when you receive them. But if you need to heat them in a microwave or an oven later in the day or in the next day, those are all very doable.
Jennifer Shook is the new executive director of Meals on Wheels of Tippecanoe County. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll put the phone number and website information for Meals on Wheels on our website. It's wbaa.org. Thanks so much for coming in,
Thanks,
Jennifer.
Mike. I appreciate it.
I'm Mike Lowitzo. You're listening to WBAA.